Richard Branson founded Virgin Atlantic Airways. Now, he has joined with aviation designer Bert Rutan to form a new space travel company, Virgin Galactic. 5 years ago, Mr. Rutan's Spaceship One became the first private craft to reach space. The spacecraft made 3 suborbital flights. You can see Spaceship One at the National Air and Space Museum in Washington. Mr. Rutan is now partners with Mr. Branson to create a spacecraft for passengers. Enterprise is the first of 5 planned Spaceship Two planes. The 18-meter-long craft is designed to carry 2 pilots and 6 passengers. Testing of Spaceship Two is expected to begin next year. The company hopes to begin sending passengers into space by 2011. Mr. Branson says he plans to bring his son and daughter and his parents with him on the first flight. The spacecraft will launch from Spaceport America in New Mexico. Mr. Branson expects his company will be able to take 1,000 people into space within the first year of operation. To date, only about 500 people have traveled into space. Passengers will pay $200,000 to ride to outer space and back for 2.5 hours. The flight includes about 5 minutes of weightlessness. Passengers will be required to have 3 days of training before the flights. About 300 people have already paid money for the space flights. Virgin Galactic expects to spend more than $400 million for 5 commercial spaceships and launch vehicles. But Richard Branson is not the only one working to make spaceflight available to the public. Several other people are also building their own rockets. They include Amazon.com chief executive Jeff Bezos, computer game programmer John Carmack, and rocketeer Jeff Greeson. Yet Virgin Galactic is expected to be the first to operate its spacecraft.